Hey Joe, I like your show. I tell everybody that's my shit. And if you got a long ride and you like getting high, maybe go and take another hit. We gonna laugh out loud, that's what it's about. Nobody ain't safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause the motherfucker's 6'4". Hey Joe, it's time to start the show. Up, up and away we go. Mic check and I like your flow. Everybody, here's Joe.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the Joe Prano Podcast. This is a last minute, I guess last minute's not the word for it, because I haven't put one up in a couple weeks, but an unplanned episode of the podcast that I'm recording for somber reasons. I just read on Twitter and heard the news that Brody Stevens passed away, and I tweeted about it but deleted it. I tweeted about that he had hosted my first ever comedy show that I ever did, which is true. And I deleted it because I think there's a lot of people that, I know for a fact that there's hundreds of people that were way closer with Brody than I was. Remembering him on Twitter and Instagram and all over social media and the internet. And I don't know, when somebody passes away and people post about it, I don't mind at all that people share their stories and their pictures and their and rememberings and all that stuff. But I always feel weird doing it because I feel like somehow I'm making it about me, and it's not about me. It's about that person, and I wanted to, you know, share a story about that person and how fantastic I found their comedy. But I deleted it because I was like, I don't feel like it's enough, and are people going to read this and think like I want it? I want attention for it. Like, usually you tweet something and you want it to be retweeted and you want it to be shared, and then something about it made it feel weird. Like if somebody were to retweet it and people were liking it, because I almost want to put it out there, the story of what I wanted to say without my name on it, so that people could know, you know, what some unknown young comedian thought about Brody, without him making it about himself. So I am going to tell you guys the story here on the Joe Prano Podcast, and just so you guys, my fans, can hear my perspective on it. And and I'm not going to tell anybody this podcast is up. I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to tweet about it. I'm not going to Instagram about it. I'm not going to share it anywhere. It's just for the people who subscribe. This is my first, certainly not my last, but my first and definitely most significant experience with Brody Stevens. He hosted the first ever stand-up set that I ever did. I was in the process of taking a stand-up class at the Comic Strip in New York, and there was like a graduation show, but I had decided that I was going to do a few open mics before I did my first show at the club. And so I think I asked a comic that had been hanging around if he knew a good open mic, and he put me on to this open mic that was at a bookstore in like Chelsea or Flatiron or Gramercy, somewhere in like the 20s, in mid island in the 20s in New York. And I go into this bookstore and I'm already fucking nervous as shit because I've never told any of these jokes on stage. I didn't even want to be a comic, but I wanted to try it and I wanted to do it. So I go in and I sit down and they say, you know, it's going to start in a few minutes. And Brody goes up. He's hosting this open mic and he just fucking destroys. And he's crushing this bookstore open mic, and he's doing it in a fashion of comedy. And it's not quite what people will, you know, kind of eventually know him for, but it's certainly, you know, improvised, and it's certainly, you know, all off the top of his head and like wild. It's certainly the beginnings of the style that everybody would come to know him for. But obviously he hadn't done The Hangover yet and all the stuff that he does with his credits and telling you all of his successes. Cause this is 1999 or something like, I'm pretty sure it's 1999. I'm pretty sure it's like July or August of 1999. So it's almost 20 years ago, and he crushes. He absolutely fucking murders, and I've been hanging around comedy clubs, but this dude murders in a style I've never seen before that I'm like, this is genius, this is amazing, this is better than all the stuff that the guys are doing at the comic strip that I'm like hanging out and watching. All these guys who are getting paid to do comedy, and I literally, as he's wrapping up his opening, I put my notebook in my bag. And I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. Like, he has scared me off of doing stand-up comedy. I'm not performing. I was like, I'm never going to be as funny as this dude. And this dude hosts an open mic at a fucking shitty bookstore. I was like, forget, you know, doing Carnegie Hall and doing a set on Letterman or doing a set at the fucking Caroline's. The guy who hosts the shitty bookstore open mic is infinitely funnier than I'll ever be. So I'm done. I haven't even started comedy. I'm quitting comedy. I say the God's honest truth. I put my book into my bag. I'm leaving. I'm done. And before I can sneak out, because I don't know the fucking deal with this, I don't want to be caught leaving, like whatever. Before I can sneak out, the first comic goes up. And the first comic eats comic, I say in air quotes, because we're all shitty open micers at a shitty open mic at a bookstore. First guy goes up, eats shit. And I'm like, okay. Apparently not everybody at this bookstore open mic is a comedy genius that's doing some, you know, groundbreaking new style of improv crowd work comedy. So I was like, okay, maybe it's just this one dude. And so I'm like, I'll hang out. And the second guy goes up, and he's not great either. And now I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable. I'm like, well, I think my jokes are kind of funny. So eventually, Brody calls my name. I go up. I do my like 4 minutes, I think it is. I get a couple chuckles, and I sit back down, and I watch the rest of the show. And in between every comic, I mean, talk about a warm-up guy, like. A keep warm guy. He just kept it a level playing field for everybody. Like, everybody who went up would do their thing, good or bad, and then he'd get everybody back to that level of just like, oh, we're all having a fucking good time, even though you're all shitty comics and you're all judging each other. I'm up here doing my thing, and he would just reset everybody. So I watched the whole show. I'm in awe of the dude, and you know, I think he said three words to me after, or you know, three sentences about like, thanks for coming, and you know, come, like, good job, and you know, come back sometime, and that, even that meant a lot to me. I was like, okay, maybe I will, you know. And I do a couple more open mics, and then I do my set at the comic strip, and then I get into this, you know, I start doing it a little bit more often, and I go back, you know, probably a 3 weeks or a month later to the shitty bookstore, and there's a different host. And I was kind of sad that the guy, you know, wasn't there. And but I didn't say anything to anybody. I'm really new in this game. I'm, you know, 20 years old or 19 years old or whatever it is, and super shy about this shit. So some other guy's hosting, and whatever, I do the open mic again. He's, you know, he's no one whose name I remember. And I do my thing again, and I leave. And I think I went back again like another couple weeks later, and he's not there. And I actually like was a little bit happy about it. I was happy that this guy was like suddenly nowhere to be found. I didn't see him at clubs. I'm pretty sure the first open mic he just went as Brody. Maybe it was Brody Stevens, but it definitely wasn't Steven Brody Stevens. I'm pretty sure it was just Brody that he went by. And I never saw the guy's name on any, comedy show. I never ran into him at open mics. And the few times I went back to this open mic, he's not there. And I was kind of happy. I was like, all right, maybe this guy, doesn't do this, or he was just whatever. And it actually made me feel better, because I was like, oh, I'm not actually out here like competing against guys like this, because this guy's a ghost. He's nowhere. And what I learned later on is that he had moved to Los Angeles. And this is, pre, obviously, social media, and pre, just like kind of the internet as we know it. So as a New York comic, you know LA comics when they come back to New York, and vice versa. But I was like, okay, he's gone to LA. And I didn't see anything. I didn't know what people are doing in Los Angeles. I didn't know who's big out here and, who's making it. I just knew people who got on TV and people who got on the late shows. So as far as I knew, this guy was gone. He went to LA, never to be heard from again. And then when I saw him, I guess it was in Old School or the Hangover or whatever the first one of those movies that he appeared in. I don't remember what movie it was, but I remember I was sitting in the theater with a buddy and was like, dude, that's the fucking guy. And I had told people about the guy. I was like, that's the guy. That's the guy who hosted my first show. That's fucking like, I was like, he's amazing. I was like, and it made me happy. This is sort of the same way that it made me happy that like he was gone. It made me happy that he had left, and of course people found him and put him in shit because he was fucking amazing. And I really didn't know still much about Brody till I got out to LA in 2010 and realized that he, was working here regularly and was obviously always at the Comedy Store and always and his act had taken the form that it was now, which obviously so many people know and is so fucking hilarious. And if you don't know his stuff, like look up all the clips, watch his special, whatever. There are some nights where I'd see him and it would be terrible, and some nights where I'd see him where it'd be fucking amazing, but it was never the same. And it wasn't him that was good or terrible. It was always whether or not the crowd got it and got on board. And if the crowd got on board, it would be fantastic. It would go to levels that like other comics would never achieve. And when it wouldn't, it would be like uncomfortable, and people would have to walk out, and I'd see people leaving, and I'm like, I remember seeing him at the Townhouse in Venice one time and watched somebody leave, and I think I might have even said out loud, like as a person walked by, like, you're stupid, because you don't get it. I definitely said it in my head, but it just always made me chuckle to myself that there were some people that just didn't get it at all. When I got it so much, I got it from the beginning, from the first time I saw the dude do 5 minutes to open an open mic, that like he was doing something that nobody else was doing. And he did it a way no one else was doing it all the way till the end. And really sad to hear that that he passed away. Really sad to hear, if the stories are true, that he took his own life, because it's crazy to me that, there's so many doubts that I have about myself and my career and my comedy and all that. And sometimes that can get me down. But like, the grass is always greener, because I look at a guy like that and I'm like, man, if I was doing that, I'd be fucking fine. Like, I wouldn't be worried at all if I was doing the shit that he was doing. If I was, you know, had the ability to do it the way he did it, I'd be like, oh, I'm the fucking man. And, you know, he obviously put that sort of attitude out there, but struggled with his own self-doubt. And, yeah, it's a really sad day, for comedy fans, and it's a really sad day for myself. The guy who hosted my first ever show, is somebody that I'll never forget. And not just cause he was the first guy. Cause I don't remember the second. I don't remember the third. I don't remember the second through yesterday. I couldn't tell you a fucking, another single one, particularly on any given show, you know, but I can remember that because he did it in a way that I had never seen before. And I only saw since, from him as well. So, go check out, Brody Stevens comedy, and rest in peace, Brody. You're a fucking legend, and I wish I knew you more. It was an honor when I saw you started following me on Twitter, and when I saw you started following me on Instagram, and the few times that I got to talk to you, and you were a fucking hilarious dude, and yeah, you'll be missed by a lot of comics, including myself. So that's it. That's my story, guys. Thanks for listening. I promise I'll get more of these up soon. Go watch some Brody comedy. Bye.
Hey, Joe, I like Joe's show. I tell everybody that's my shit. See, I had a long ride, turned the volume up high, and the time flew by so quick. I laughed out loud, that's what it's about. I really don't feel safe no more. And Joe stands out, even in a big crowd, cause he drinks till he hits the flow. Hey Joe, it's time to stop the show. Pack it up and away we go. Donate, cause we almost broke. Everybody, that was Joe.